It's Mix 94.9 Stocking Stuffer Week.
5 days of winning.
Hi, Mix 94.9. Who's this?
This is Don.
Don, you are caller 9.
It's been trying all day.
Well, you got 2 tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer at Riverbend this summer, July 26th.
That's awesome.
Now, are these for you, or do you know a young lady who wants to go see 5 Seconds of Summer?
I know a 14-year-old that would probably enjoy this.
Are these going in her stocking?
Probably.
So you'll pass these along to Santa to put these in her stocking.
Yeah.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And I'm going to have one more chance for you to win those tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer coming up at 5 o'clock on Mix 94.9.
WREW Fairfield, Cincinnati.
Playing the most music all day long.
Mix 94.9.
Cincinnati's best mix at work.
From the 80s to now.
Mix 94.9, there's Katy Perry. I'm Steve Mann. I don't know how much you text. I wouldn't say I text a lot. I probably text as much as the next person. But I am kind of a stickler for punctuation. Like, if I'm voice to texting, I'll make sure I say question mark or period. I saw a headline this morning that says, people will think you're a jerk if you end texts with a period. Scientific study finds. I don't know who's paying for these studies, but researchers at Binghamton University say that if people end their text messages with a period, as opposed to no punctuation, the ones with a period were seen as less sincere. I mean, I get it. When I get a text, it's just an okay or a yeah, sure. It just seems, I don't know if it seems more casual. And with the period, you go, well, wait a minute, are they upset? Are they angry? I mean, you think too much. That's why texting and email is so dangerous. You can't read tone. But yeah, somebody was paid to determine that if you put a period on the end of your text, you're not quite as sincere. I'm sticking with punctuation, though, every time. All right, Toria has got another look now at the new CarryAutomotive.com. Traffic, what's up?
You are closed. I'm Toria with traffic.
Clouds holding on this afternoon. I'm Fox 19 Weather Now meteorologist Frank Marzullo right here, Mix 94.9.
Hey, you want to win free stuff?
Win now at 94.9cincinnati.com.
Like a Doctor Who Christmas special gift set and a limited edition Dinosaurs DVD gift set released just in time for holiday gift giving. These sets are the perfect gift for the whole family.
On your phone, tablet, or desktop, listen live and win now at 94.9cincinnati.com.
Mix 94.9 Studio is powered by 2060 Digital.
Digital done right.
Save more.
Frisch's Big Boy.
The mix keeps you moving.
Don't stop.
All day.
Believe
every day.
Now if we're talking body.
With Mix 94.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Cincinnati's best mix at work.
From the 80s to now.
Rah, rah, ah, ah, ah. Wild y'all better rub my ass.
Mix 94.9.
Cincinnati's best mix from the 80s to now.
Guys have just been added to the lineup for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. That's Fall Out Boy at 4:30 on Mix 94.9. I'm Steve Mann, and got some stories that you may have missed while you were busy at work. These stories are trending. You'll see them on your social media when you get home. Time Magazine has named their person of the year. Donald Trump is not going to be happy that it's not him. He was in the running, but it's Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. They say that Time Magazine's editor says it's because no one has been tested like she has this year. And I'm as excited about the new Star Wars as any kid who grew up in the 70s and 80s watching the movies. But according to the New York Times, there are already people camping outside the theaters. These are people who already have their tickets. Some theaters in LA already have 100 people lined up. I guess it's to get the best seat. I just want to make sure they're sitting dead center. And then there's not many bachelor or bachelorette couples who have made it. We all know that. But there's a new baby on the way for one couple. Sean Lowe and his wife, Catherine, just posted on Instagram that they are expecting. And the new season of The Bachelor, by the way, premieres on Monday, January 4th. So a little less than a month away. So those are some of the stories you're going to see trending online when you go home. Check your social media feeds. All right, we'll take another look now at the new CarryAutomotive.com. Traffic, Toria, what's up?
You've got a new accident. I'm Toria with traffic.
Mix 94.9.
Xmas and the ho-ho-ho's and stockings.
Get your stocking stuffed with Mix 94.9 at the start of every hour from 9 to 5.
Today, win a pair of tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer at Riverbend on July 26th.
Plus, get qualified for a $1,000 gift card to Watson's.
It's Mix 94.9 Stocking Stuffer Week.
They always pump the toys, but they never want to sleep. Xmas.
Presented by Watson's.